Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Gary Lee, a painter right here in Cookeville, amongst many other things. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did you get started painting?
Well, I did paint when I was in college, but then I started about 6 years ago in our barn, and I'll tell you, it's been a life changer for me because I have a successful interior and furniture design business in Chicago, but it's a very different creativity to do that kind of applied art versus actually connecting with the canvas. So I just feel grateful every day that I get to wake up and either work on or think about a painting. And I don't know what I did with all this time before that, but it's really been a terrific thing. And, you know, it's also being in business. It was hard in the beginning not to turn my painting into another business, to just let it be a creative experience for me. And for the most part, over 6 years, I've been able to do that. I like to be prolific. Fingers crossed, my work is now being represented in a gallery in Chicago.
Awesome.
Which was a major thing for me. And, you know, I don't know where the painting's going to lead me, and I don't really care. I just so enjoy doing it.
I love that, because for so many of us, whatever our artistry is, it does become such a business. And I have times where I have to force myself to step away from looking at that side of it so I can just go out and take pictures.
Right.
And just go and do what I love to do.
And not worry about what it's going to turn into.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a really hard thing to do. So it sounds like you've accomplished that pretty well.
It depends. You know, I mean, my work goes in phases. There are weeks or weekends where I feel really like on point and I can't do a bad canvas. And then there's weeks that I dabble, but it's not so hot. So it's okay, you know. And after 6 years, I have the confidence that it's just going to keep evolving. And there's days that it's productive and days that you just do what you do, you know. So I love it. My work recently has gotten a little more complicated in terms of its compositions. I now work in multiple canvases, and they're bolted together, which gives me more than just a single canvas expression. And that's kind of fun so far. Although the first, I guess, 4.5 years of my work was all 48-inch by 48-inch abstract monochromatic paintings. And I'm really very intrigued and proud of that body of work, although it was just kind of time to move on, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had an art teacher in the 9th grade, Mr. Thomas, who said, "Gary, you should just keep doing what you do and you'll know when it's time to move on." I've never actually forgotten that. And it's really great because as an artist, I sometimes think doubt is probably the right word, whether I am what I just produced is good enough or done or right. And somehow I hear his voice and it just lets me keep going or changing gears, you know. So it's really terrific.
I love that because I feel like that's such good life advice too. It's not just art.
Right.
It's do what you do and you know when you're done.
Right, right.
Wow. That was just like a lightning bolt. Like, Andrea, you need to remember this because you keep taking on way too much to do.
Well, I think we all do. I think that's partly our culture, where I think our imaginations are applicable to so many things. So it's very easy for me to get overwhelmed with just myself, you know, not to mention my work and relationships and things. So,
and the store and all the other things
right,
you always right. have going on.
Right,
so.
Right.
Absolutely. I definitely, like, I saw a lot of your monochromatic work because you had it up in the upstairs gallery. Mm-hmm. And I loved it because you can see the emotion in the brush mm-hmm. strokes. And that's one of my favorite things about more abstract work.
Right.
We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Gary Lee.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Gary Lee today. Gary, you mentioned you were working on some new pieces. What's kind of your process as you get started on a new body of work?
I'm not sure there is a process. It's more of a
fly by the seat of your pants.
Fly by the seat of my pants and curiosity. And the only thing that really gets in the way of my curiosity is my tendency to want, you know, every stroke and every effort to be done and to be good. And that is not part of exploration. But I think the current body of work actually came out of a simple exercise. I ended up with all these small canvases and I didn't really know what I was doing. And my work is not typically small. And so I turned the small canvases into a large canvas in my mind. And I have a great framer down Cookeville Lane in Cookeville. And they are amazing that they'll take whatever number of canvases, they'll bolt them. They have these great simple gallery frames. And it's like my work just gets assembled. That's really very joyful. So the work is collaborative. I mean, I don't think I'm finished until Mike and Rhonda actually help me finish them.
That's wonderful. This community is very collaborative. Where do you get inspired? Like, what are you inspired by? Is it other painters? Is it nature? Is it music? Everyone's different.
Answer is yes to all the things you just said.
Awesome. Yes.
I think that if I were to focus on an answer, though, in the beginning, the emotion was related to, it sounds kind of corny, but to nature. So I would feel like my burnishing of the canvases was like creating water patterns or cloud patterns, or then it got into dirt patterns and grass patterns and stuff. And with that technique, the color also plays a huge role. So I might be doing something that I think is watery and it's blue. I mean, it's not blue. And that's kind of interesting too, to make pink water or to, you know, make black grass or whatever. And since I titled myself as abstract, it doesn't really matter. I make up my own rules. So the inspiration actually is just an emotional thing. What I've also found, though, this is kind of strange. As I've painted over the 6 years, I don't know whether I actually remember things of when I was earlier in my life, but there'll be compositions of paintings that recall like flannel shirts that I had in college. I used to, when I was a little boy, vigorously read like little pocketbooks on American birds and American animals. And some of these paintings, I think, oh my God, that's like that bird that I really liked, you know? So it's interesting to me that all those things are still in my head. And I don't know, I don't think I'm conjuring up the vision, but it's interesting that I then connect that that's really what's happening. And that's a very soothing thing to know that you actually relate to yourself.
I love that.
You know, and it was a pleasant surprise. I mean, and it's not rigid. This yellow and purple flannel shirt I had in college was turned into a beautiful painting. So
it's so funny though, because like, you know, science says like the subconscious is so much bigger than our conscious mind.
Right.
And something like that kind of is a really good example of that, because you're probably not at the moment, you're not thinking of, a bird or your yellow and purple flannel shirt that would fit right in here in Cookeville.
Right.
Go Tech.
Right.
But it just kind of works out that you make that connection. I love that. That's so interesting.
And now it just, whenever it happens, it just comes in and goes out and, you know. But I also am aware, being an interior designer for forever, my firm will be 30 years old next year. We have done some really amazing corporate interiors. And so the artwork that we commission and purchase to put in those spaces is typically large or moldables.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think my mind just naturally thinks that way in terms of what the format is, not necessarily what the content is, but what the format is. And it's great.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Gary Lee. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Gary Lee. Gary, you have lived multiple other places. You've lived in some really big cities. What is it about Cookeville that's different? What is it about this art community and the community in general that's different?
Well, if you had asked me 3 or 4 years ago whether I'd be living in Cookeville, I would have said you're crazy.
That was me 6 years ago, so I
got
it.
But, you know, things happen for reasons in my life, and I feel very grateful that I'm here. It is actually a beautiful counterpoint to me because I have lived in Chicago. I currently have an apartment in New York. But there is something intimate about Cookeville that I enjoy. And I actually am pleased when I actually run into an event where there's actually other creative people. I really didn't expect that. And the level of creativity in Cookeville is very strong. I think that, like a lot of us, though, we would like it to have a stronger foundation so we can all actually collaborate with each other. I think that will come. I think that Cookeville would embrace that kind of thing. And I don't think that Cookeville being a small city actually is judgmental in terms of the kind of work that it enjoys. You know, art is a very subjective thing, so it's not offensive to me if someone doesn't like my work. And I actually always try to find something that I relate to in everybody's work. So I think Cookeville's a very good platform for that.
I absolutely agree with that. And I mean, our artist community here is so supportive of each other. And we've got so many, like the community as a whole is really supportive of the artists.
Right.
Which is great because you don't necessarily get that. But then there's all the people who are trying to make this more of a creative community, like you with Harper's Upstairs Gallery and the Soundstage.
Right.
And we've got Silver Fern and we've got the Cookeville Art Studio and Storyteller House for the Arts and all these different things coming in that are just all contributing.
You know, and actually, as you say all of that, I mean, you know, we are all connected. It's just like I don't know that I connect it every day. In larger cities, it's an obvious direction as to where you have to go and what you have to do. Here, it kind of just evolves and, you know, you get together with people because you like them and you share ideas because you like to. And I think that's very inspiring. And Cookeville's cool.
Who knew? I definitely didn't think that when I moved down here from Detroit. But turns out it's my kind of town. So who would you say, and this can be local or otherwise, who are some of your favorite artists?
Well, there are a lot of artists that I admire for different reasons. And I think that they're, I think when you see my work, you can relate to or tie it to the artists that are very well established and that I'm inspired by. But I also think that I'm equally affected by artists that are not the same, that do not do the same kind of work that I do, that actually are much more pictorial or organic or constructed. And I think they all affect my work as well. It's interesting for me to be able to differentiate what I relate to and what I do. And so I'm evading your answer. I'm evading the answer to your question about which artists. I like all artists.
And where can people find you? What's in store? What's coming up next?
Working on a new series of work. I think they were just photographed last night. And these two collections are examples of the construct formats. And these are interesting for me because they are actually all identical formats in different colorations and textures. One series is a series of eight, and they are composed of three 12 by 36s formed into 3 foot squares, but there's three panels in each one, and they're all different, but they're all the same. And I don't know what it is about that, but I like that.
Sounds good. And for now, people can see some of your work at Harper's downstairs gallery and in the window of the bookstore.
Yes. For now. And with any luck in the next couple of months, I'll have a website that's live that you can see all of the work.
And we'll make sure we share that when that happens.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on the show today.